Okay, so today we're doing something a little different. Not, oh, it's going to be good.
Okay.
We've got these excerpts from Her Name is Violet by John Walker.
Okay.
And honestly, the main character, Violet, she's just so captivating. We really wanted to dive into, like, what makes her tick.
Yeah.
So it's not a typical book review, though. It's more like we're going deep into how Walker uses these metaphors to bring her to life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, the core metaphor is already pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah.
It's the violet flower.
Yeah. Like, he builds the whole character around this flower.
Right. It's not just her name. It's like a guide to understanding her personality.
Totally. And the excerpts even talk about how her elegance and resilience are, like, mirrored in the violet.
Yeah.
This delicate but, you know, tough little flower.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find really cool is how Walker uses all these sensory details.
Oh, yeah.
Like fragrance, delicate touch.
Yeah.
You could just imagine her, right?
Absolutely. He doesn't just tell you. He makes you feel it.
It's like you're there.
Yeah.
And that, I think, really plays into how he describes her impact on other people later on.
Okay.
It's like a lasting fragrance, he calls it.
Hmm.
So smart.
It's true. It makes you think about, like, what kind of impression you leave, you know?
Definitely.
But he takes this metaphor so much deeper.
Yeah.
He even compares her strength to the roots of the plant.
Right.
So it's not just about this outer beauty. It's about something, like, deeper.
Yeah, this hidden strength.
Yes.
Holding her steady.
Exactly. So what do you think he's getting at with that?
Well, you know, violets, right? Those little plants.
Yeah.
They seem fragile, but their roots are really deep.
Yeah.
They can, like, survive anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's saying that Violet's strength isn't loud or showy.
Okay.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
But it's there.
That makes sense.
And that connects back to this quiet elegance thing, which he keeps coming back to.
Right. So it's not just being polite or well-dressed.
Right.
Like, what does that even look like in Violet? Well, there's this scene. She's at a party. She's not the center of attention, but people are drawn to her.
Okay.
And Walker writes, "She possessed a stillness that commanded attention without demanding it."
Wow.
Yeah. So her presence is almost like this
force.
Yeah. Force, but subtle.
That's really interesting. So she's not trying to be in the spotlight.
No.
But she has this, like, magnetism.
Right. It's like, well, of Violet.
Exactly. It doesn't have to shout. It just draws you in.
Yeah. And that connects back to that lasting fragrance idea.
Oh, yeah.
The way she touches people's lives, you know, leaving this quiet but powerful impression.
Yeah, like a fragrance that lingers, like you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of fragrance are we leaving behind?
It's a good question.
So we've talked about Violet herself.
Right.
But what about Walker, the author? How does his style contribute to all this?
He's a master of language.
Yeah.
Lyrical prose.
Yeah.
Paints these pictures, you know? And the way he uses metaphors, it's not just decoration.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fundamental to understanding Violet.
Mm-hmm.
He weaves them in throughout the story, layer after layer.
Interesting.
Until they become a part of her.
Could you give us an example? Like, is there a quote that really stands out?
Oh, yeah. There's this one where he describes her eyes.
Okay.
He says, "Her eyes, the color of twilight violets, held a depth that hinted at stories untold, a wisdom gathered from silent observation."
Wow. He packs so much in color, depth, mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And it all ties back to the violet.
Exactly.
It's like he takes this simple flower and turns it into something, I don't know, profound.
Yeah.
You can really see why he calls it Her Name is Violet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a name. It's the key to her.
Right. And I think it's clear that this book is more than just a story.
Okay.
It's a celebration of, like, these feminine qualities, you know?
Yeah.
Virtue, grace, timeless beauty.
Interesting.
Violet becomes this symbol, like an archetype.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So after all this.
Yeah. I'm curious. If you had to choose a flower or plant to represent someone you admire.
Yeah.
What would it be?
And why?
Think about who inspires you.
You know?
Do they have that quiet strength like Violet?
That radiant beauty.
Yeah. Maybe they're a sturdy oak,
a
bright sunflower, or I don't know, a delicate willow.
I love that. What a great question to think about.
Right.
And if you're intrigued by Violet's story and Walker's writing,
definitely
check out the book.
Her Name is Violet.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was a good one.
I know, right?
See you next time.
Bye.